Ezechiel, Chapter 5. And you, son of man, take a sharp knife, take a barber's razor, and cause it to pass upon your head and upon your beard, then take balances to weigh and divide the hair. You shall burn with fire a third part in the midst of the city, when the days of the siege are fulfilled, and you shall take a third part, and strike about it with a sword, and a third part you shall scatter in the wind, and I will draw out a sword after them. You shall also take some of them, and bind them in your garments. Then take some of them again, and cast them into the midst of the fire, and burn them in the fire, for from there shall a fire come forth unto all the house of Israel. Thus says the Lord God, this is Jerusalem, I have set it in the midst of the nations and countries that are round about her. And she has changed my ordinances into wickedness more than the nations, and my statutes more than the countries that are round about her, for they have refused my ordinances and my statutes, they have not walked in them. Therefore thus says the Lord God, because you multiplied more than the nations that are round about you, and have not walked in my statutes, neither have kept my ordinances, neither have done according to the ordinances of the nations that are round about you. Therefore thus says the Lord God, behold, I, even I, am against you, and will execute judgments in the midst of you in the sight of the nations. And I will do in you that which I have not done, and the like of which I will not do any more, because of all your abominations. Therefore the fathers shall eat the sons in the midst of you, and the sons shall eat their fathers, and I will execute judgments on you, and the whole remnant of you will I scatter into all the winds. Therefore, as I live, says the Lord God, surely, because you have defiled my sanctuary with all your detestable things, and with all your abominations, therefore will I also diminish you, neither shall my eye spare, neither will I have any pity. A third part of you shall die with the pestilence, and with famine shall they be consumed in the midst of you, and a third part shall fall by the sword round about you, and I will scatter a third part into all the winds, and I will draw out a sword after them. Thus shall my anger be accomplished, and I will cause my fury to rest upon them, and I will be comforted, and they shall know that I the Lord have spoken it in my zeal, when I have accomplished my fury in them. Moreover I will make you a waste, and a reproach among the nations that are round about you, in the sight of all that pass by. So it shall be a reproach and a taunt, a warning and an astonishment unto the nations that are round about you, when I shall execute judgments on you in anger and in fury and in furious rebukes. I the Lord have spoken it. When I shall send upon them the evil arrows of famine, which shall be for their destruction, and which I will send to destroy you, and I will increase the famine upon you, and will cut off your supply of bread. So will I send upon you famine and wild beasts, and they shall bereave you, and pestilence and blood shall pass through you, and I will bring the sword upon you. I the Lord have spoken it.